I'm in the fourth quarter. I'm going to have fun daily. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Powell. And here on the Peace Jam podcast, I get to introduce you to incredible Georgia musicians, from hometown favorites you already love to brand new voices you're about to discover. It's my job to find different types of people and different types of sounds from all over the Peach State. This podcast is a mix of performances and down-to-earth conversations, all recorded live at the GPB Studios in Midtown Atlanta. On this episode, you'll get a glimpse at the South Georgia country music scene with a member of the Georgia Country Music Hall of Fame.
Hey, I'm Lloyd Carter, country artist from Hayhira, Georgia.
Country music, just straightforward country music.
Country music. Well, I try to slip a little R&B in there and fun stuff too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm ADD, so I have to keep it changed up a little bit.
Yeah?
And I like to have a little soul. So thanks for having me, Jeremy. I appreciate you having me.
I'm glad you're here. You won the GeorgiaCountry.com.
Georgia Country Awards, Male Artist of the Year for 2023.
Okay.
Nominated last year, nominated again this year with the Georgia Country Awards. And pleased to announce we've got nominated for Song of the Year and Country Artist of the Year for the Josie Awards coming up in November in Nashville at the Opry.
What are the Josie Awards?
Okay. Josie Awards is the largest independent award show for independent artists, which is really neat. I think for the last 3 years, she's done it at the Opry's. Her name is actually Josie. Mm-hmm. And it's a great opportunity for independent artists to give them a platform to accept an award at the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, who wouldn't be excited about that?
Well, I just wanted to bring it up because you're not just a country singer. Like, you're an award-winning country singer.
It's a lot of fun. It's nice to be noticed, I guess. I just do what I love, and I make music with people that I love to be around. That's one of the beautiful things about music. Most people don't realize music is about the hang. We get up for hour or two or three sometimes and play music together, but I talked to a buddy of mine about this the other day. I said, you got to really like the person you play it or people that you're playing music with, because you're spending so much time with them, and you really do have to love it.
I caught you watching me, you caught me watching you. Girl, don't deny, don't even try, you can't say it ain't true. I've been with her, you've been with him. It's time to find our own song. Let's leave this place and find space where we can be alone. I only got one question before I spin you round and round. Like a 45 vinyl record, bigger than Motown sound. Do you want to dance with me? Because I'd love to dance with you. I want to smell your sweet perfume. I want to feel your body move. Can you feel the beat? Do you like the key? Can you hear the heartbeat? So come on and dance with me.
Tell me about Hayhira.
Funny to me that you know how to say it, because most people say Hayhira.
No, I know how to
say
it.
It's a very small town, but we love it. It's a small community, and it's just north of Valdosta. So it's between Valdosta and another town called Adel, which it's so funny asking people to pronounce it too. They'll say Adel. Mm-hmm. But a little small town. We live about 3 miles off I-75. We love the area because it's so convenient to get to Atlanta. You're 3 hours from Atlanta, you're 3 hours to the beach. If you want to go to Panama City or Orlando, you're kind of centralized. So that's one of the things we love about it.
What is life like in Hayhira?
Very quiet.
Yeah?
Very quiet. That's another reason why we love playing music. I have a barn set up in the back, and that's where we rehearse and we record, and we just have a good time out in the country.
If Picasso painted you, girl, he never would get it right. You're too beautiful for canvas, standing there in the moonlight. Shakespeare himself couldn't craft the line, and Webster could never define. Ooh, the magic of your kiss, because the words just don't exist. Well, I ain't trying to rush forever, because we've all seen a lot of storm weather. So baby, tonight
Is there a music scene in Heyhira?
Not so much in Heyhira.
Okay.
Valdosta's a little bit of music scene. I've got some really good friends there that we try to help each other out, and we love on each other. As a matter of fact, I'm bringing a buddy of mine, Derek Dove, with me. He's from Norman Park, Georgia.
Okay.
But he's with Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers. He's coming with us today to actually perform. He's filling in for my buddy Henry that normally plays with me, but glad to have him today.
So come on and dance with me. Well, I ain't trying to rust forever, cause we both seen a lot of stormy weather. So baby, tonight let's dance together. Come dance with me. Just dance with me.
So Derek was able to fill in on guitar. The way the recording works is we've heard the music already.
Yeah.
And so he got to fill in on guitar, and he is a character.
Oh, it's so much fun.
It sounds like
that. I get in so much trouble with my wife when he and I go do acoustic duo
right? Yeah,
shows
okay.
together, because we have so much fun.
Yeah, y'all have a good time together.
We do.
And so is that what the musicianship is like in South Georgia? Almost a brotherhood?
Yeah, for the most part, it's small town, small community, so everybody knows everyone. It's like probably everybody knows what you had for lunch or what you had for dinner, because it's small town living. It's simple. It really is.
Beautiful. Get my good sign.
He's all good.
Can I get some oil over here? Need some oil. All I need is oil and Hot Pocket, please.
A Hot Pocket.
And you're on the radio.
Been on the radio for quite a number of years. I do afternoons on a station called The Mix. It's WQPW 95.7. I grew up in radio, actually. Right after I was born, 1979. Got to mumble that along a little bit. Let's just say I grew up in the 70s in radio, back when it was super, super fun. You and I had the pleasure of talking about this. Because you've been such involved in radio for a number of years. I actually learned to DJ with vinyl. I mean, that's what we had. We had vinyl, and we had what's called carts, which were these big tapes that you just put in there, and that's what all the commercials were on. But my mom managed a station when I was growing up, so I kind of grew up in it.
I met Amy at the county fair, a short sundress and a long blonde hair. We stayed out till dawn, I thought she was the one. But love's a game I can't seem to outrun. Oh, I ain't good at being alone. Every time I wind up on my own, chasing hearts that always lead me wrong. No, I ain't good at being alone.
And you're still on the radio now?
Still on radio now. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you get to talk about your music career on the radio?
They let me, but honestly, I kind of like to keep that separate.
Okay.
I thought to keep my life separate on that. It's just one of my things, I guess. But they're really gracious to me, because it is still a local station. Mm-hmm. And if they say anytime I want to talk about the station or what I'm doing on the station, I'm welcome to. But I don't know. I just kind of like to keep it separate.
You keep your country music
my
life.
Dark side.
Yeah, is
my
that what it is? You keep that country music side over here.
Keep that old dirty side over there.
Then there's Tina with a heart of gold. The girl of my dreams, now she's turned cold. We stayed out till dawn, I thought she was the one. But love's a game I can't seem to outrun. Oh, I ain't good at being alone. Every time I wind up on my own, chasing hearts that always leave me wrong. No, I ain't good at being alone. Oh, I keep falling for that sweet talking charm. Ignore ignored all the signs, but it's a false alarm. Every heartbreak, I swear, it's gonna be the last. But here I am again, just like in the past. Oh, I ain't good at being alone. Every time I wind up on my own, chasing arts, it always lead me wrong. No, I ain't good at being alone.
It's so funny. I've played music all my life. My dad's family had a gospel quartet growing up, the Carter family. And I remember being a kid traveling around to every little Baptist church in South Georgia and just growing up in it and in a musical family. I played music all my life, played it for a number of years. In my previous marriage, I had a band and played for a number of years. And when I got divorced, I actually stopped playing music altogether. I just kind of stepped away from it. And I guess I got a little bit burnt out. And then the guys that I write with and record with, my wife that I have now, she and I were out on date night. And I went up there. It was at a local VFW. And I got up and did a few songs with those guys because they wanted to do a few with me. And then they said, hey, you want to start writing, put some stuff out? So 2019, I released my first single, Come Dance With Me.
Okay.
And then after that, it was just before, right at 2020, I released my album, Nothing to Lose. And then we all know what happened in 2020.
No, I ain't good at being alone. Every time I wind up on my own, chasing hearts that always lead me wrong. No, I ain't good. Every time I wind up on my own, chasing hearts that always lead me wrong. No, I ain't good at being alone.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
You got to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I joke around this all the time with my family and with my friends, because most of my friends that I'm really, really close to, I play music with, if that makes any sense. And I joke around saying, listen, I'm in the fourth quarter. I'm going to have fun daily. I'm going to do what I want to do. And the beautiful thing about doing this is what I'm putting out, I don't care if it's a hit or not or anything like that. It's all a part of me or part of my life. And the beautiful thing about it is it's out there forever. So hopefully one day my wife may make a lot of money on it when I'm gone.
That's super morbid.
I know it, but it's just that. But that's my sense of humor also. So
yeah,
I've got the attitude about it. If you're not enjoying what you're doing in life, change it. All too often, you run into these people that are just absolutely miserable. Whether it's a job they're in or a relationship they're in. I'm like, you can change that. You can change your. I did it with me. I was in a situation to where I was miserable. You get out of it. You move forward. You find the situation that makes you happy, what fulfills you, and do it while you're able.
Hey, Ira, Georgia.
By God. That's how you say it. Hey, Hira.
Hey, Hira. Hey, Hira. Not Hira. Everybody says Hira. Hira, they don't do it again. Hey, Hira.
I would have got that wrong.
I never in my life would have thought within the last 7 years, or heck, the last 10, 11 years, where my life would be now with personal, with my family that I have and the support system I have and with what I put out musically. I'm proud of it. No, I haven't had a million streams. I mean, I haven't had that, but I'm proud of what I have, and everything out there is a piece of me.
So was it a bad situation before? Were you mentally unhealthy?
As far as being just playing cover music or
well,
just relax?
It sounds like you've turned your life around, and I'm mm-hmm. curious what you turned it around from.
Mm. Yeah, I guess you could say, yeah, definitely personally, I was not in a good situation. Was not in a good situation at all with that. And I guess I see why a lot of people, if they're in a bad situation, they think that's the best it's going to be. Or they're too scared to make that jump. Or maybe even, hey, you know, I don't want to make any changes because I don't want to upset the balance of my family, if you will. Mm-hmm. But to have courage and say, you know what? There's something better out there, whether it's your job or your personal situation or whatever situation you're in, just to have the courage to make that one step and say, I'm going to make a change in my life. I think that it's commendable for a lot of people because I would be willing to bet most people are scared to death to do it, to make whatever changes they need to. Or if they have something they just wanted to do in their life, whether you want to create something or if you want to open a business. You hear people all the time talking about these hopes and dreams. Do they ever have the courage to make the jump to do whatever that why is? I mean, the why are we here? Why? I think one of the biggest things is figure out your why in life. Why am I doing this? And change it.
You're in the Georgia Country Music Hall of Fame?
Yes. When was that? 2 years ago?
I didn't know we had that.
We do. It's based out of South Georgia, out of Moultrie.
Okay.
Shirley Maul started that. That's Maul Aircraft. They build these airplanes that you see. They're real popular in, like, I guess, in Alaska and some of these bush countries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen these things. There's propeller aircraft, but they take off in real short distances and they land in real short distances. But she has a whole area that she set up in this Maul Aircraft area that she has a whole stage where they have shindigs, if you will.
They're wow, all kind of, really?
It's really neat what she's got going on.
In Moultrie.
In Moultrie.
Okay.
And I was nominated and inducted. And that she's been doing that for quite a few years now, but it's really cool how she acknowledges all the Georgia artists and Georgia country artists and doing that. And what's really special to me is all of my music I've recorded and created about 2 miles down the road at Studio D with Gary DiBenedetto. So Moultrie has got a very special place in my heart for sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah, cool.
That's really cool. I heard you mention that one of your favorite places to play is Wild Adventures in Valdosta.
Yeah.
Or in Valdosta. Tell me about that.
That's a fun venue. We've actually played there a couple of times. I played a few years back, opened for a couple artists there. And then I've actually played on this. They have an intimate area that's on their center lake. I actually enjoy that more than playing on the larger stage because people are like right here. I can talk to them and if they are fans, I can actually hug them and so forth. And it's a fun venue and it's been there for quite a while. It used to be called Liberty Farms. A guy named Kent Bisher built that thing. It was a petting zoo is how it started. And then he made it like a little conference area. Then he says, okay, well, just bring in some rides. And then he had it for quite a few years, and then he sold out to the same group that has like Dollywood and several other like theme parks and stuff. So, but it's a great venue to play at. And Valdosta, man, we're so blessed to have an amusement park in our hometown. Mm-hmm. So even if folks can't afford to go take a vacation or go down to Disney or go anywhere else, that's so cool having that right here in our backyard.
And they have good shows there. I saw really Sugarland there like 10 years ago.
I saw Luke Bryan open for Brooks and Dunn and nobody knew who he was.
Wow.
His calling card song that he played, he says, my buddy Billy Currington just made this song popular for me and he played Good Directions.
Mm-hmm.
But they bring in so many great acts. And it's so cool to have that right there in our own backyard.
And it does feel like something that's slept on a little bit.
Really is because it's not expensive to go. And if you live anywhere close by, you could buy that gold pass and get your free parking and go see all the great shows. You can't concert tickets are now, they get a little pricey, but heck, you buy that little pass and you can see just about anybody you want all summer. So
and they're bringing in some local music too.
They are very, very supportive of the local scene there. Jen Anders has booked a lot of different acts there. I believe she's actually had a couple of the Page Brothers that have performed with you, and I think the Pine Box Dwellers have played there also.
Really?
Yeah, she's very instrumental in the local scene down there, and she's booked a lot of great acts there.
Out on the prairie where the tall grass sways, soldier rides along lost yesterday's haze. A mind full of memories, a heart full of scars. He whispers to the wind beneath the fading stars, let them old guns rust in peace, for battles fought and souls released. In the silence of the night, let the echo cease. Oh Lord, won't you let them guns rust in peace. He recalls the thunder, the roar of the fight, fighting for freedom under the pale moonlight. Brothers beside him, each one brave and bold, passing along their stories untold. Let them old guns rust in peace, for battles fought and souls released. In the silence of the night, let the echo cease. Oh Lord, won't you let them guns rust in peace. Battles fought and souls released. In the silence of the night, let the echo cease. Oh Lord, won't you let them guns rust in peace. Please Lord, won't you let them guns rust in peace. Oh Lord, won't you let them guns rust in peace.
You said that you're in your fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do?
I'm doing it right now. Hanging out with you. I tell people, when I get ready to retire from my day job, I'll be just as content with my wife and I. We've got two boys. We're trying to get finished out of college and get them on their way. She and I are just going to get in my coach and just travel the country. I'll take my guitar and my pickle jar and I'll try to set up some shows. If I don't have any shows set up, heck, I'll go busk. I'll say, hey, honey, someday we may have steak. Someday we may have weenie weenies. Some days we might have a cheeseburger. I don't know what we're going to do, but we just want to go see the country and just play some music and have fun and enjoy each other while we're able to. It's so wild of people work and then they retire and they're not able to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's one of the things that just scares me to death, is working so long that I'm not able to really go experience life and do things. So I tell people nowadays, I said, retire while you're able, if you can.
Yeah, it sounds like you're living life.
I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed, Jeremy. Yep.
Tell me about the song and the movie.
Okay. Hideout Pictures. It's a movie called Isolate Thief. I had the pleasure a few years back to do a song for a movie called Old Henry, which they shot it during COVID. So you can only imagine what all they had to do to film a movie during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
There's not that many cast members. It's a Western. It's a fantastic movie. If you like Westerns, watch it. It's Old Henry. But I was fortunate enough to get a song on the soundtrack for that. And it's a really good movie. It's got the guy from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou on it. Gosh, what's his name? The guy that says, I'll only be 82.
No.
You know what I'm
I was about to say George Clooney?
No, George Clooney. No, not him. The other guy.
Okay.
But anyway, long story short, they liked what I did for that movie, and they asked me if I wanted to do another one. So this movie is called Isolate Thief. It's got Sean Bean in it. Do you remember him? He was from The Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
He was also in National Treasure. He always plays this bad guy.
I okay.
Because he's always yeah. real. And it's got Mackenzie Foy. She was from the Twilight Saga.
Mm-hmm.
And then Odea Rush. She was on the Goosebumps.
Okay, yeah.
So really good cast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a young woman struggling to conceal some gold that she found from some violent outlaws. And basically it shows how cunning she is. And it shows the empowerment of the women, because it's these two ladies, they become friends, and how they really work through it. It's an awesome script from Hideout Pictures. So I'm excited about that one, to be able to get on that soundtrack for
and
that.
your song's on the soundtrack.
It's on the soundtrack. Yay,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's good stuff.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. It's really neat just to have something with your name on it that's mm-hmm. out there, and I'm happy with that.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, you can catch all three songs from Lloyd Carter, start to finish, on GPB's YouTube page. And don't forget to leave a quick rating and review. It helps more than you know. And if you like what we're doing here on Peach Jam, tell somebody. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, call your mom, tell your Sunday school class, whoever you can find, let them know. And if this is your first time here, I invite you to go back and listen to some of the other episodes. You might just find that your next favorite band lives right down the road. On the next episode of Peach Jam, you're going to meet an incredible storyteller with many tales to tell.
I did 2 seasons on a ski resort. I lived in Copper Mountain, Colorado, and snowboarded every day for 2 seasons. And from there, I ended up living on a sailboat down in the Keys.
Reverend Hilton is on the next episode of the Peach Jam Podcast. The Peach Jam Podcast is produced, edited, and hosted by me, Jeremy Powell. If you want to recommend an artist to be on the show, send me an email, peachjam@gpb.org. Sandy Malcolm is our executive producer. Mark Davenport is our associate producer. Recording, mixing, and mastering by David Spence and Victoria Evans Cash. Special thanks to the team at Sounds Good. Find us on Instagram @PeachJamPodcast and look for Peach Jam on TV wherever you watch Georgia Public Broadcasting. In the meantime, please support live local music and independent record stores in your area.